Hi, I'm VOA's Alexis Strope with your worldwide news update. A committee of global food security experts warned on Friday there is a strong chance that famine is rapidly going to hit parts of the northern Gaza Strip. Stephanie Tremblay, associate spokesperson for the United Nations Secretary General, repeated the alert from the committee to reporters at the UN as part of a daily briefing.
They're calling for immediate action within days, not weeks. And this action is required from all who are directly taking part in the conflict or who have influence on its conduct to avert and to alleviate this catastrophic situation.
The warning comes just days ahead of a U.S. deadline for Israel to improve the humanitarian situation in Gaza or face potential restrictions on U.S. military aid. The UN Human Rights Office said on Friday nearly 70% of the Palestinian fatalities it has verified in the Gaza war were women and children, condemning what it called a systemic violation of international human rights law. Israel categorically rejected the report. Reuters correspondent Lucy Fielder has more.
The UN tally since the start of the war includes only fatalities it has managed to verify with three sources, and counting continues. So the 8,119 Palestinian victims verified by early September is a much lower number than the toll of more than 40,000 at that time provided by Gaza's health authorities. But the UN breakdown backs the Palestinian assertion that women and children represent a large proportion of those killed. Jeremy Lawrence, spokesperson for the UN High Commissioner for Human Rights, said in many instances the killings of civilians could amount to war crimes.
If committed as part of a widespread or systematic attack directed against a civilian population, further to a state or organisational policy, these violations may constitute crimes against humanity.
That was Reuters correspondent Lucy Fielder. This is VOA News. Israeli soccer fans were attacked in Amsterdam. The violence was condemned as anti-Semitic. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Young people on scooters have attacked Israeli fans in hit-and-run assaults overnight after a soccer game in Amsterdam, apparently fueled by calls to target Jewish people, spread on social media, Dutch authorities say. Maccabi Tel Aviv fan Alia Cohen, now back in Israel, tells the AP they were looking for Jewish groups. It was a group of five Muslims who approached us, looking at us. We were without the Maccabi shirts. We were wearing a black shirt like the one I'm wearing now. They did not recognize that we were Israelis. So we moved quickly to the other side of the street. Tensions had been mounting in the Dutch capital over Israel's campaigns in Gaza and Lebanon, even before the Europa League match between Ajax and Maccabi. Amsterdam authorities had banned a planned pro-Palestinian demonstration, and video showed a large crowd of Israeli fans chanting anti-Arab slogans heading for the game. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
U.S. officials say the Pentagon is easing restrictions to allow a small number of private American defense contractors to work inside Ukraine, helping repair and maintain equipment. The officials say the contractors will be far away from the front lines during Russia's invasion and will not be taking part in combat. They say the department is soliciting bids now. Ukraine has been receiving billions of dollars worth of American weapons and equipment over the last 2 years, including a number of sophisticated systems. New details emerge from an alleged Iranian plot to assassinate Donald Trump before Tuesday's election. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
A criminal complaint filed in federal court in New York City says an unnamed leader in Iran's Revolutionary Guard instructed a contact to put together a plan last month to track and ultimately assassinate Donald Trump. The contact's been identified as Farzad Shakari, who was told if he couldn't develop a plot by then, the Iranian official would wait until after the election, thinking it would be easier to reach Trump then if he had lost. Federal officials have been describing ongoing efforts by Iran to target U.S. government officials, including Trump, on U.S. soil. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Several federal and state agencies are investigating how racist mass texts were sent to black people across the country in the wake of the presidential election this week. The message invoking slavery raised alarms across the country this week after they were sent to black men, women, and students, prompting inquiries by the FBI and other agencies. Phone service provider TextNow said that one or more of its accounts were used to send the text messages and that it quickly disabled those accounts for violating its terms of service. That wraps up this update, but the world and news never stop. For additional updates, visit our website. I'm Alexis Strope, VOA News.